I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Hello. The Supreme Court in South Korea has ordered a Japanese company, Nippon Steel, to pay compensation to four South Koreans for forcing them into unpaid labour during the Second World War. The court dismissed a ruling by the Japanese justice system that the men's right to reparation had been terminated by the treaty which normalised relations between the two countries. Nippon Steel has described the South Korean judgment as deeply regrettable. The only living plaintiff, 98-year-old Lee Chun-sik, welcomed the ruling, which comes after a 13-year legal battle.
It is heartbreaking. I had done this with them. I'm very pleased with today, but I cannot stop crying as I am here alone.
An underwater drone and sonar devices are being used to search for the wreckage of the Lion Air plane that crashed into the Java Sea on Monday. Rebecca Henschke reports.
There's been no let-up in the recovery operation, with teams of divers deployed to try to locate the plane's black boxes. Bodies recovered from the sea are being taken to a police hospital in Jakarta for identification by their relatives. But the families are also demanding to know what went wrong with the Boeing 737 MAX 8. It's the first time one of these planes has crashed.
The trial has begun in Germany of a nurse accused of murdering 100 patients. Niels Hergel is already serving a life sentence for killing six people in his care. Jenny Hill reports.
Detectives say that the 41-year-old administered fatal doses of medication to the people in his care at two hospitals in northern Germany. His motive, they claim, to impress his colleagues by attempting to resuscitate the very patients he'd attacked. Today's trial follows toxicology tests on the exhumed remains of others. The case is sensitive for the German health authorities, accused by relatives of turning a blind eye to the murderous activity of a man who may yet emerge to be post-war Germany's most prolific serial killer.
The president-elect of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, says he wants it to be easier to own and use guns by the end of this year, before he even takes office. He said this would reduce crime. Mr. Bolsonaro says he's thinking of giving the role of justice minister to Brazil's best-known anti-corruption judge, Sergio Moro. BBC News.